Kind of with you. Miketz is rough. Miketz is rough. Partially because it gets eclipsed by Hanukkah. People have a hard time. Or partially because it's just not an easy parasha to find that much stuff to say. So I was looking really hard. And the thing is, when you can't find something on the surface, you just got to dig deep. You can't find something there, you just got to dig deeper. So today we're going to go about as deep as we could go. So if you're like, well, come on, that's wild. It's because we're going deep, my friends. We're going to go super deep today. And we will not forget about the fact that it's Hanukkah. But we're going to get into Miketz. We're going to get into Hanukkah. We are going to get into everything that could be secrets. And we're going to reveal them. As we mentioned before, the Chassam Sofer. Today is Chassam Sofer Day. Chassam Sofer lived in Pressburg. Now, you're going to hear stuff today from the Chassam Sofer. You're going to understand, hopefully, if you could wrap your head around what we're saying, how amazing the Chassam Sofer was. But part of what was amazing about him, before we begin, just an introduction, because we're going to the Chassam Sofer. Many of us, a lot of you signed up for the Europe trip, and if you didn't, I suggest you sign up very, very soon, because we're out of tickets. We're going to have to buy new tickets, and the longer that you wait, the more it's going to cost, and it's going to cost you, not me. So the Chassam Sofer was awesome because he was like an everything type of person. Chassam Sofer was a poisek. Chassam Sofer was a mekubal. Chassam Sofer was a rav. Chassam Sofer was tall. Chassam Sofer was handsome. Chassam Sofer spoke beautifully. Chassam Sofer, he was the everything man. He was that type of person. You're like, he's just got it all together. And he had challenges, don't get me wrong. It's not like things go easy for everything, people. It was very, very hard. He reminds you of Felix, is that what you say? Not yet. Not yet. We're almost there. We're almost there, my friends. But when we get to the Chassam Sofer, I want you to see over here, but you're only seeing one dimension. Today's dimension I'm going to show you is the Kabbalistic side of the Chassam Sofer. Don't get me wrong. He did not write Kameyas. He did not do miracles. Rarely. He wrote one Kameya. He did miracles every once in a while, but he was not that type. He was the type of person who's like, we're keeping this all together. This is all just going to stay underneath. He didn't reveal stuff. There's other tzaddikim that put stuff out there in the public. He was anti that. He was anti putting stuff in the public. It doesn't mean that he couldn't do it. He did do it, but rarely. We'll talk about every once in a while when the Chassam Sofer, you know, showed what he had. But let's listen to a little bit of some of the depths. This is a compilation of lots of different people, but you'll see we're going to hit the Chassam Sofer time and time again. But we're talking about what happened in this week's parasha. So in this week's parasha, Yosef HaTzadik brings the brothers to his house. They don't know he's Yosef HaTzadik. They're deep in Mitzrayim. They're out of their element. They're there. And he says, come, let's have a party. Interesting party. What does he do? He shechs. He tells his people, let's shech meat. Tavoyach tevach vehochein. Shech the meat, prepare it. And let's bring wine. Also rare, because since Yosef was sold, he didn't drink wine. They didn't drink wine. But over here, they kind of like didn't have a choice because, you know, they're sitting there. You know, you just kind of like have to do what you're told to do at the house of the Merkeves HaMishna, he's called, the second to the king. Merkeves HaMishna. So they drank. They drank over there. They ate. They drank. It was just a meal, right? It wasn't. Listen to this. There's something spiritual that's happening over here, something very, very deep that's being hinted to in these psukim. Now, you're going to hear one, and you're going to say, okay, come on. And then you hear another, you're going to say, it's a stretch. You hear a third, you say, wow, it just keeps on. And then you're going to say, there's a system here that's unbelievable. Says the Sefer Shiltei HaGiboyrim. He doesn't usually get involved in these types of things. But he says the words tavach, tevach vehochein. Take the last ches in the word tevach and add it to the word vehochein. And the letters, interestingly, spell out the word Chanukah. Tavach, tevach, ches, vehochein are the letters Chanukah. The Mata Moshe says the words Shinosayim, Vimikates Shinosayim, says the Mata Moshe, is Roshay Tevois, Smol Ner Tadlik, Yamin Mezuzah. We know we light, it's supposed to light in the doorway. One side is the Menorah, the other side is Mezuzah. Shinosayim, Smol Ner Tadlik, Yamin Mezuzah. The word Tevach is Gematria Mem Dalid, the amount of Neris, 44 Neris. Wait. Says all of these Mefarshim, that something about this Suda that Yosef HaTzadik was doing had to do with Chanukah. Tavoich Tevach V'Hochein, Shinosayim, Tevach, Gematria 44. But there's something else going on at this Suda. It wasn't just the meat, it was also the wine. The Pasuk doesn't just say they drank. The Pasuk actually says, Vayishtu Vayishkiru Yimo, they got drunk. They're getting drunk? What's going on here? This is like a very, very serious time. It's not the time you think that you're supposed to be getting drunk. Like, they for sure want to be on their A game right now because, you know, there's like a lot at stake. They're getting drunk. So listen to this. The Gemara tells us, the Megillah, Chayv initially besumi bepuria adilo yoda bin or haman levaruch Mordechai. You're supposed to get drunk on Purim. They didn't drink wine. They haven't drunk wine over here in over 30 years. In over 15 years. 13 years. Whatever. 22. Whatever's going on. 22 years. They're drinking. So we have a remez here in this Suda to Chanukah and to Purim. Something over here. And for some reason, Yosef right now in this Suda, this is something that's going on. So we're bringing over here is in the Svas Emes. The Svas Emes says, Chanukah Purim heim nisim ho'acharoinim. These are the nisim that happened at the ends of time. Smuchim l'soif hatikun haklali. As things are about to go right. That's Chanukah and Purim. We had miracles that happened in the beginning of the history. The miracles happened in the end of history. Well, this is Mais Ava Simin Labanim. This is the end of this whole debacle. This whole disaster. And things are starting to go right. That right before the Tikkun HaKlali, there's going to be Chanukah and Purim. You know, we have that big book that has all those pages, Chanukah and Purim at the end. They're very close to each other. How many years are there between Chanukah and Purim? Anyone know? 70, around 70 years. Mordechai Tzadik was in both of them. So they're both at the end. So this is happening at the end. So let's try to explain this a little bit more. The Pasuk says that Yaakov gave Yosef, he gave him something called a ksoines pasim. Now listen to the Gemara and Megillah. The Gemara and Megillah says, Bishvil mishkal shnei sloyim. Says that the Gemara, an interesting Gemara, how much did the coat weigh already? It weighed two sloyim. All weight is two prutas, two sloyim. Because of something that weighs two sloyim, Yaakov gave to Yosef above his brothers, this whole thing happened, ended up in Mitzrayim. Says the Chassam Sofer, what's the significance of the fact that it weighs two sloyim? Two is Chanukah and Purim. Mishkal Shnei Sloyim. Two. It weighs two. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's Chanukah and Purim. And he says the following thing. Listen. And it gives us a little bit more. We're going to slowly start trying to understand. But you see, this is repeating itself, my friends. This is like, you're going to say, okay, like if I would just tell you, Tevach, Tevach, Ve'achein, it's Ches, and Ve'achein, it's Chanukah, you're like, oh, come on. Well, this Chassidish is crazy stuff. It is this ridiculous. Like, what are you, Chanukah? Because Mika, it's okay, I could do that. Mishnah Sayin, make a Rashi Tevach. Okay, I could make that up myself. I'll figure something out to make Rashi Tevach. But here it goes. We get over and over and over again, Chassam Sofer, and we have the Mate Ephraim, we have the Shilte Giborim, and we have the Svasemes, and they're all saying the same thing. Says the Chassam Sofer, the Pshat is as follows. The other is HaKdoshim, and the Shvatim, they were able to be masig something that is amazing, the Torah. They're able to be understand the Torah even though it wasn't given. They were on such a high level that the Torah was something that they were able to tap into even without being given the Torah, because that was the level of their nevuah. Beautiful, amazing. Yosef HaTzadik one-upped them. He was one level higher because they were able to tap into the Torah. He was able to tap into what is not in the Torah, even past the Torah, beyond the Torah, he was able to tap into. Because Yosef HaTzadik is even higher than the Shvatim. And Purim and Pesach are not in the Torah. Purim and Chanukah, we have Pesach, we have Shavuos, we have Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, all those things are in the Torah. Purim and Chanukah are outside of the Torah, and Yosef was able to be masig that they couldn't get. That's who Yosef was. He was one more. The Pasuk says,
V'Yisrael ahav es Yosef mikol banav ki ben zikunim hu loy. Ben zikunim, what does that mean? Literally, we translate it as being, he was like a child, the youngest child. What do they call it? Ben zikunim. That's cool. We have like a look. It's either ben zikunim, he's the youngest. But the Rashi says, in B'Shem the Umkolas, it doesn't mean that. It says, ki bar chochim hu loy. He was a chocham. Zikunim is lashon of zekon chochma. He was a chocham. Everything Yaakov learned from Shem Ve'ezer he gave to Yosef was a chacham above the other ones. What was his chachma? He was even able to be masig past Torah Shebichsav, even able to go into Torah Shebaal Peh. So that's perhaps the pshat over here. Why Purim and Chanukah are the time for Yosef HaTzadik. And this idea of the Ksainas Pasim, says the Chassam Sofer, what's the Ksainas Pasim? He says it's the Chalukah de Rabbanon. There's such a thing as Rabbanon wearing a frock. They wear a different beged. What's the different beged that they wear? Because there's something called Chalukah de Rabbanon. It's a beged for a Chacham. Because he has a Bechina of Ksainas Pasim. And the brothers that were jealous, we know they're jealous of him. There's something called Kinas Soifrim. Kinas Soifrim. He was a Chacham. They wanted to be a Chacham like him. That's a jealousy that they, Ki'ilu, were able to validate. Able to say, we're allowed to be jealous of his Chachma. That was where the jealousy, that's what it was. So he was a level above the rest of the Shvatim. So now, this Chachma that he got from Yaakov. The pasuk says, "V'Yisrael aves Yosef mikol banav ki ben zekunim huloi," because he got his chachma from Shem Ve'ever. He got the chachma from Yaakov. "V'asalok soynes pasim," and he gave him this beged which weighs 2 sly more than everyone else. He gave him this beged. It came because Yaakov gave him chachma. Where is that chachma Yaakov got it from? The pasuk says in previous parasha, "V'yavaser Yaakov." Yaakov was by himself. What was he by himself doing? Anyone remember what Yaakov was doing there by himself? What was he going back for? What? Pachim ketanim, little jugs of oil, perhaps. As a matter of fact, says the Chassam Sofer, based on Chazal say, maybe change the word levadoi to lekadoi. Lekadoi. Kad. Kad is a jug. Pachim ketanim were jugs of oil. Das kenem ibalei toisvus. Atikri levadoi ele lekadoi. So Yosef, so Yaakov Avinu himself already had a little bit of Chanukah in him. He went back for the Pachim Ketanim, and he fought there a war with Sarah Shel Esav. And he also fought with Esav himself. And he said, Hatzileini no miyad achi. Hatzileini no miyad is Rosh Tevois Haman. Purim. Chanukah. Yaakov had both of these experiences in some fashion. When it comes to Esav, it's Hatzileini no miyad. Miyad ochi is Haman. And when it came to the Sarah Shel Esav, to the Malach, when it was Yivosu Yaakov levadoi lekadoi vayyovek ishimoi. From Chanukah. Yaakov gave over those things only to Yosef. Ki ben zukunim huloi. Yosef was able to get it because it was outside of Torah. This is heavy. Let's try to understand what was it about Purim and Chanukah that were different. Says the Noyim Elimelech, Kedushas Alevi. Sorry, Rebbe Levi Yitzchok Mibarditchev in Kedushas Alevi. Says the following thing. We say a bracha. She'osa nisim la'voseinu bayamim ha'heim mezman hazeh. This bracha we only make Chanukah and Purim. We don't make this bracha. She'osa nisim la'voseinu bayamim ha'heim bezman hazeh. What is it special about this bracha? Says the Kedushas Levi Yitzchok Mibarditchev. He says the pshat is as follows: Bayamim ha'heim bezman hazeh means that we are living right now in non-miraculous times. Don't get me wrong. People say we're living in miraculous times, but the miracles that we experience today are miracles that exist in teva. They exist within the confines of Teva. We have miracles, but our miracles are not open miracles. It's called a nes nistar.
Those miracles, the source of those miracles, are really from Hanukkah and Purim. Purim obviously was a nes in Esther, because there isn't even a mention of Kadosh Baruch Hu's name in the whole Megillah. Everything just looks like circumstance. It just looks like this is the way that things happen to have worked out. But Hanukkah also, the main miracle of Hanukkah is the miracle of the milchama. We fought a war. So there's lots of people can go around saying, well, we're the Maccabim, we're strong. They were a very resilient, strong, devoted, driven army. And people can conjure up that maybe this also happened naturally. The miracles of Hanukkah and Purim by Yamim Ha'Eim, Bazman Hazeh, it's this type of time, the same time that we're living in. They also had these types of miracles in our time. So that's why we dafka say these. That's what Purim and Hanukkah have in common. And the same type of thing we have. The fact is that the other miracles that we experienced all happened in Eretz Yisrael. For example, once we had Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, they were Bechina of the Avos, as opposed to Hanukkah and Purim, which is the Bechina of Golos. After we got Eretz Yisrael, when we were a part of, when the Beis HaMikdash was being defiled, being destroyed, we were sent out. Those are all Bechinas of when we don't have Hashras Hashchina. That's part of this. So perhaps as follows, my friends. The Maral says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu broke the Torah down into two different components, Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. What's the difference between Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebaal Peh? Says the Maral that there's Neis and there's Teva. Neis is Torah Shebechsav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah Maimon Har Sinai, miracles going on. There was this clarity Klal Yisrael experienced there. And they spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu panim el panim. That's miraculous. Torah Shebechsav, Torah Shebaal Peh is when it comes from us. It looks like it's just part of nature. It looks like it's just part of our thought process. This is the moral. That's Torah Shebaal Peh is really the Teva. So why are Hanukkah and Purim part of Torah Shebaal Peh? The reason for that is because Hanukkah and Purim are more natural miracles. Bayamim Ha'im, Bezman Hazeh. So therefore, these are dafka miracles that happened through Teva. Now, as we mentioned, this all somehow is connected to Yosef. Now, we know that there's altogether 'perhaps as follows. The pasuk says, Paro, Vayosar Paro's tabatoi, Paro took his ring off his finger, Vayitin osal yad Yosef, Vayilubash osay bigdei shesh, he gave him big day sheish, the clothing of six. And he called him, and he gave him Markeves Hamishna. What does that mean? Says the Apterov. The sheish is referring to Shisha Sidre Mishnah. He had big day shesh. He was riding on Merkeves HaMishnah. Mishnah is referring to Shisha Sidre Mishnah. Shesh, Shisha Sidre Mishnah, means Yosef HaTzadik was able to tap into a bechina of Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is Shisha Sidre Mishnah. Merkeves HaMishnah, that was Yosef HaTzadik. Because Yosef HaTzadik was Merkeves HaMishnah, he was the one who was riding on the Mishnah, Ki'ilu. Okay, all of this, my friends, is clearly the secrets of the Torah. So therefore, Yosef HaTzadik is a bechina of Hanukkah and Purim, which are Torah Shebaal Peh. And that the Shvatim weren't able to be masik. That's why over here, as it's about to come clear, as Yosef HaTzadik is about to reveal himself to his brothers, he makes for them a suda of Hanukkah and Purim. Tavoyach Tevach Ve'ochein. Ve'ochein is Chanukah, and Ve'yishtu Ve'yishkuru, which means that they drank and they imbibed. They got themselves inebriated there at that Suda to symbolize. Yosef is like, listen, guys, there's something here you're not going to understand because it's above. It's beyond you. That's me, Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef is called Ben Zikunim. Zikunim to Yaakov, which is Zeroyim, Kodshim, Nashim, Nezikim, Mayet. Taras is the question, is where is Taras? That's not for now. That's the question. What happened to Taras? Taras, we had Zroyim, Nashim, Nezikim, Mayet, and Kodshim and Mayet, Zakunim. What happened to Taras? Taras is the most important one when it comes to Chanukah, because we're looking for Shemen Zayis Zach, that's the Bitar. V'timo kol ha-shmanim. Where's Taras? That, my friends, is for a different time. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.